For the next few days, Bea tried very hard to keep her emotions under control as she worked. When she burned her finger taking a tray of cookies out of the oven, she went for a walk outside to be sure she was perfectly calm before punching down the bread dough. After Mistress DeVos insisted that Bea had given her the wrong change, she sat for a few minutes breathing deeply before she mixed up the next batch of tart crust. There were no further customer complaints about the baked goods. Both Bea and Master Bouts were greatly relieved. A week or so later, there was a commotion at the bakery door.
"Stand aside! Stand aside!"
Bea heard someone call out. She looked up from wrapping a lingonberry tart to see a man in a very fancy uniform entering the shop, pushing patrons out of his way. "There's a queue," Bea said sternly, pointing to the line of customers.
"I come from the palace,"
the man said, ignoring her. He had a peculiar nose, upturned rather like a pig. Bea suppressed the desire to snort at him. "Well, I don't care if you've dropped in from the heavens," she retorted. "You'll have to wait your turn." Master Bouts came through the swinging door from the kitchen just then.
"No, no, Bea,"
he said.
"This is Master Van Kampen, the palace butler. What can I do for you, sir?"
"Master Joris has heard your tarts are not without merit, and he would like you to deliver some tomorrow for him to try. One raspberry, one lingonberry, if you please."
It was clear from the butler's expression that the "if you please" was no more than a courtesy. Whether they pleased or not, the tarts had better be delivered.
"Yes, of course,"
Master Bouts said.
"I'll send them before noon, so Master Joris can have them for his lunch if he desires."
The butler bowed smartly, still managing to keep his nose in the air, then turned and left the shop as abruptly as he'd entered. The customers stared after him.
"Well,"
Master Bouts rubbed his hands together, delighted.
"We haven't been asked to send pastries to the palace in a very long time. Master Joris usually gets his sweets from Caneal Street. This is an honor indeed."
"Will you make the tarts?" Bea asked, while helping the next customer, a young mother who was eavesdropping shamelessly. The tale would ring through Zeewol by lunchtime.
"Tarts are your specialty now, but Master Joris loves his sweets. The richer the better, I've heard. So we'll put in some Bouts buns as well to be sure, and maybe even a cake if I can round up the ingredients. But he'll prefer your raspberry tart. There's nothing better."
Master Bouts nodded proudly at her. Bea blushed, pleased with the praise. That evening, after the shop was closed and supper eaten, Bea and Master Bouts mixed up batter for the buns and made the tart crusts. Whenever Bea felt herself growing nervous, she stepped away from the kitchen. She wasn't sure she completely believed Master Bouts's theory, that she could bake her feelings into her pastries, but she didn't want to risk infecting Master Joris, the mage of all Eridan, with her anxiety. "Tell me about Master Joris," she said. She'd heard of him all her life, knew he was the kingdom's mage and responsible for the well-being of the realm, but she had never seen him or known anyone who had.
"He's been mage since the princess's great-great-great-grandfather sat on the throne,"